الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah blessed us with the great and honorable month of Ramadan, and if we consider what a great month it was, that in this month it comes clearly in the hadith that Allah Ta'ala ties up the shayateen and throws them into the oceans. So they are not there to spoil the ruzas of the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Shaitan is our terrible outward enemy who is out of us, and he's our enemy who has vowed in many ayat of the Quran the different ways he has vowed to mislead insan. And then we have our other enemy, our nafs, which is inside, the inside enemy, which is the worst enemy. Shaitan was also misled by nafs, by his nafs. So this is the worst enemy. So he is with us. But Allah Ta'ala closed his roots of nourishment, sustainment also. Allah said, no food, no drink. And also, don't satisfy your desires, by which your nafs gets satisfied and happy. So that was also put under control. Outwardly, the outward, the devil, shaitan also, the inside devil also, Allah did it. Then Allah blessed us with this month of rahmat and barakat, the tawfiq to do good, Allah's favors, du'as of the malaika, du'as of the creation, the animals, the birds, the insects, the fish, they are making du'a. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself asking, what do you want of me? You want hidayat? I will give you hidayat, whatever you will ask of me. So all that Allah made it, and the object of all this was to acquire taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So now we have to see the month of Ramadan is past. What is our level of taqwa? And we should not measure this with the month of Ramadan. Because the month of Ramadan, for example, 20 rakats of Taraweeh, which is now, we don't have that Taraweeh. 40 extra sajdas Allah blessed us with. Now we don't have that. Sehri, now unless a person keeps roza, there isn't sehri now. All those things. Ramzan, it was easy. But before Ramzan, what was my condition? My level of taqwa, my traversing the straight path, which is sulu, walking towards Allah Ta'ala. How much was I going straight? How much was I going crooked? Falling off here, falling off there. Now see that Shawwal has come, the month after Ramadan. Now what's my condition? My ibadat, the quantity also. Has it improved compared how many rakats of Isha was I making before Ramadan? And now after Ramadan, has that improved or not? How many rakats of Asr Namaz was I making before Ramadan? And now after Ramadan, has that improved? Our Nafal Namazes, was I making Ishraq, Chast, Awabin, and Tahajjud, or wasn't I making? And now what is the condition? Then the inside qualities also, the concentration, the devotion, the passion with which we do it, has that improved? If we spend our Ramadan correctly, then this would all have improved now. And that is a test to see for ourselves. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. Read your own report, and you can see for yourself what your result is. Like the month of Ramadan, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, if you want to pass time, and this is a pun, a play on the words, two meanings, that you want to pass, pass has got here two meanings. One is you pass somewhere, you pass time, and the other is to pass, like you pass an exam. So those who want to pass time in Ramadan, that they find it boring, they don't know what to do, they want to pass the time. They have failed time. They haven't passed the exam, they failed the exam. So each one of us also see that what was my condition, in which way my tilawat of Quran Sharif, How much was it before Ramadan? And now after Ramadan, how much is it? After Ramadan, has it come into me that I must be reading so much Quran Sharif, more, and to try and read it correctly, not rushing and rushing to read it. One person, a great hafiz, he says, for those people, especially whose Quran Sharif is weak, he says, if you want to make your Quran Sharif strong, he says, there's a three-step method. The first is, read so slow, slower than which you cannot read. Read so slow, slower than which you cannot read. The second is, keep a read every day. And the third, repeat your door, your back all the time. He says, in a short while, your Quran will become, Quran Sharif will become pakka and strong. So to read it so slow, slower than which you cannot read. Secondly, to read daily. And thirdly, to revise your door all the time. Your Quran Sharif will become pakka. Allah, give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So anyway, my tilawat of Quran Sharif, my tasbihat, the tawbah and istighfar, Durood Sharif, third kalima. Was I reading before Ramadan? And now am I reading or not? Is it gone less? Is it gone more? All these things we should check ourselves. So that is a thing that we should check. Then came the day of Eid. Eid's day, everyone made Eid. Even those who didn't keep Roza, they also made Eid. Those who never make namaz in Ramadan, they also kept Eid. Those, there was no Ramadan for them. It was just like a normal month. But Eid namaz, they didn't miss also. Everyone goes for Eid namaz. That is here in this. And on that also we should think, Eid namaz is a wajib namaz. And it is also a great blessing of Allah that even if a person doesn't make any other Muslim namazes, but he makes Eid namaz. Allah is most merciful. We don't know what whom and on what Allah would shower His blessings on whom. But according to Shariat and the laws of Shariat, we have to observe all the commands. And so according to Shariat, Eid namaz is a wajib namaz. And the five times daily namaz are faraz namaz. Every day's roza are faraz roza. Zakat is faraz. So how many of us, this what is wajib, which is of the lower status, that we do. And what is of the higher status, that we ignore. It is like a person looks after his tan rain very much, that it mustn't get lost, I mustn't misuse it, whatever, it mustn't get stolen. But his million rains is not worried, that the people are robbing him, he's just destroying his money, spending it anyway, wasting it, etc. For tan rain, he's very worried. For million rain, he's not worried. So Eid namaz, everyone makes a point. But all our other farais, we should think of the, on those lines. And don't just think that this is of other people. It is mine and your duty to get to those people and to explain to them. And we have to think in which way can we go and explain to them. How can I get through to them? Alhamdulillah, Tabligh Jamaat goes to where and where. They go to the shopping places, they go to the malls, they go to where people don't come close to deen at all. They reach there also. So we also have to think. We do it through Jamaat channels, which is an established wonderful way. Otherwise, even on our own, however we can. So we should try and bring deen alive in all. So, and on Eid's day, then Eid namaz won't be for those who didn't keep their roza. Eid namaz, their Eid won't be for those people who didn't keep rozas, who didn't make their namazes. Yeah, everyone will make. But on Qiyamah day, there will be only those people who observed Ramadan and then. Also, it was the practice of the pious of the past that after Ramadan, half the year, which is about 5.5 months, there are 11 months between the after Ramadan and the coming of the next Ramadan. So about 5.5 months, no matter how well they spend their Ramadan, that 5.5 months, more or less, they spend it in making tawbah istighfar, that they did not spend their Ramadan correctly. And that is the one aspect, one sign of our Ramadan or any ibadat to be accepted. That the end of that ibadat comes on tawbah and istighfar. No matter how well you did that, but you feel I didn't do it properly. You try your best to do it the best, and even if you reach perfection, but in front of Allah who is unlimited, and with our limited sources, we can never fulfill the rights of the unlimited. For example, a cup is limited. It can take so lot water. The cup of the cup of the jug cannot come in the water. The jug is, can take 5-6 glasses, and you got one glass. You can't pour all the water of the jug in the glass. Can't fulfill the, even if you fill it to the brim, it did its level best. The most it could do, it did. But the right of the jug, it cannot fulfill. The jug cannot fulfill the right of the bucket. The bucket cannot fulfill the right of the tap, which is connected with the reservoir. The reservoir which serving the whole, how many localities one reservoir serves. But it cannot fulfill the right of the dam, of the river. The river can't fulfill the right of the sea. And Allah who is unlimited, nobody can fulfill. So we strive for perfection. But at the end we ask for forgiveness. That, Ya Allah, I couldn't do it according to your shan. For ours, we far from the shan of Allah. We don't even do it basically how we should do it. How our postures of namaz, for example, then our concentration, we are like at zero in all these things. But even if a person did make effort, and that was one aspect of Ramadan to have achieved that, that our namazes became, according to at least some level, perfect. But still realizing, it is we can't fulfill the rights of Allah Ta'ala. So it ends with tawbah and istighfar. So any ibadat, if we feel also our Ramadan, we tried our best, but we crying to Allah, I couldn't do what I was supposed to do. That's a sign of acceptance. And if we feel that I've done, and I'm now resting on my laurels, I did great ibadat. That is a sign of rejection. May Allah protect us all. And the other second half of the year, they would spend now making their musammam irada, the firm intentions for the next Ramadan. So we also make the niyat. We don't know who will be living or not, but on this niyat we'll get that sawab. Not only of passing the Ramadan, but passing it correctly. And make niyat that forever I will keep the rozas of Ramadan. In fact, the reason, ulama write, why a person who lives a life of 60, 70 years, and when he, if he dies with iman, and if he died with good amal, and is forgiven, no jahannam, no punishment, for 60, 70 years he lived, say 65, which is the average. 50, till the age of 15 he was in Bali, more or less. So that leaves you at 50. And 50 years you make some effort. And you get the return not for 50 years, not for 500, 5,000, but forever and ever. And if you disobeyed Allah Ta'ala for about 50 years, the punishment is not for 50 years, not for 5 million, 5 billion, but forever and ever. So it doesn't seem, there doesn't seem to be justice here. That you sin for 50 years, you did good deeds for 50 years, but the returns are forever and ever. The explanation given is that Allah knows that person who for 50 years, and in fact Allah's mercy is so great, at any time you make tawbah, you change your life, you, to the end of your life, just before mort you change your life, Allah gives you jannat forever. The reason for that is Allah knows that this person, even if he lived forever, he will obey Allah forever. And the sinner, Allah knows that if this person lived forever, he will commit sin forever. That's why the punishment is also like that. So anyway, so we make the niyat that how many Ramzans will come, we will spend them correctly. Allah's great mercy, Allah gives the sawab accordingly also. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayh, writes there in his town, there was one very proud, haughty person, which means he was far from deen. He was in deen, but that is a sign that he hasn't got reality. His islah was not made. His friends were going for hajj, so he decided to join. Many times, It's not really the Hajj which is obvious, but my friends are going, the company. So we go, whether if they were going for hunting, he should join them. Whether they're going for Hajj, he'll join them. So they were going, so he also wanted to join them. He took 500 dinars to go and buy the provision for Hajj, things that you want to buy, what you'll need. As he went out, a lady called out to him and told him that I'm an honorable lady, meaning from the family of Nabi Sallallahu, from Sa'adat, the Sayyid family. And me and my children, my daughters, we haven't eaten for 4 days. If you have something, give us. He took all that 500 dinars, he gave it to them. And he returned back home. And Allah took out the idea of making Hajj from his mind also. His friends went, time of Hajj passed, the season, they made Hajj, they came back, he went and meet them. As he was going to meet them, they all congratulating him that Hajj Mubarak, Hajj Mabroor, and Taqabbal Allah, may Allah accept your Hajj. So he was surprised that I didn't go. So when he told them, they say, but we saw you there. Over and over we saw you. That night he saw in his dream that Allah Ta'ala has granted him a accepted Hajj by appointing a Farishta to make his Hajj. And where can we ever make our Hajj? How the Farishta will make it. And not only that year, not only till his mort, but till Qiyamah, a Farishta will make Hajj on your behalf. So with our intention, Allah will give. Allah, there is no limit in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And the greatest way to take the maximum from the treasures of Allah is through intention. With our action, we are limited. We haven't got more than 24 hours in a day. As a human being, the strength, and no matter how strong and how much of energy you have got, but you are limited. But your intentions, they are unlimited. And we should take maximum benefit from intention. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. Man radiya bi amali qawmin kana sharikan fihim. A person who is happy with the actions of a people is counted amongst them. On that, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi muhaddith azim, he writes that whatever anyone is making actions in the world, good or bad, and we are happy and we feel we could be part of that, we get the same sawab or guna. For example, World Cup took place in Qatar. And I was like, oh, jubilant over here, happy. Oh, World Cup, and I'm interested in it, but I couldn't go. All the guna there, though I wasn't there, I get all that guna. On the other hand, Hajj is going to take place now. Every year Hajj takes place. People are for Umrah all the time. Full the haram is. Namaz is 5 times namaz. How many millions of people making namaz? And I feel happy about that, mashallah. Masjid Haramain Sharifain Abad. This masjid, that masjid, all the namazes in the world. I'm so happy. Mashallah, azans are taking place in the world. Namazes are taking place. And I feel happy. You are in your one place. You making jamaat, but perhaps you are 2-3 people with your imam. Or perhaps you couldn't even, you're such a condition, you are sick at home. You can't even go for namaz. But you are happy with all that sawab you are getting. In fact, so much so, you are happy that in the battle of Badr, how Allah gave the Muslims victory. And how they fought and how Allah's help came. And you are happy about that. You'll get the sawab as though you were as though you were part of that jihad. You'll get, so by intention, a person can go far. So for our Ramadans we make. And then if Ramadan, if we spend it correctly, one of the signs of it is that our wusul ilallah, we were walking on our suluk, our path to Allah Ta'ala. We would have reached Allah Ta'ala. We should have found Allah Ta'ala. The first ashra of Allah's mercy, the second of Allah's maghfirat, and the third of itkum minan nar. Now, in other words, you are at that stage that you have found Allah. And when you have found Allah, for example, a boy and girl are going to get married. Discussions are taking place and that gets fixed now, that you're going to be getting married. Now you are eager to go to your in-law's place. You look forward to it. When you go there, they give you VIP treatment also. You enjoy going there also. Now is the time that you want to go to Allah's house. So automatically, as soon as Ramzan is finished, when the moon is sighted at night, and it's established that it is now Eid tomorrow, that is now the mausam of Hajj has started. The season of Hajj has started. For which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, and these are the levels, he says, all the people are happy. Tomorrow is Eid. That we're going to wear new clothes. We're going to get delicacies to eat. Like a day, Yawm Shurbin wa Aklin wa Shurbin wa Bi'alin. Eat and drink and be with your family. Associate, mix with your family. Happy days. All are happy with that. I become happy that, as the poet says, Suna hai ke tere dar par tere aashiqo ka hujum hoga. We've heard now that at your place, the Kaaba Sharif for Hajj, Muzdalifa, Arafat, Mina, all the great lovers of Allah going to be gathering there. Agar ijazat ho, to main bhi unme shamil ho jau. If you give me permission, give me tawfiq, open the ways for me, I also be part of them. So now the mausam of Hajj has started. And now we are in that mausam. Most of us will not be going physically. There are mashallah those who are going Mubarak. But all of us, spiritually, in our heart and mind, my heart and soul, we should be also present there. Though we are here, but think of it, how many of us think even of the Hajj? And the Haji who goes, and if he's watching TV there, and he's worried of the politics and the news, and what was the soccer match result, and what was that political discussion, and all that, then the poor Haji who is there, but he's not there. And the person who's far away, but his heart is there, he is part of those people. Man radhiya bi amali qawmin, kana sharikan fihim. He is part of those people. So Allah give us tawfiq that even that now we are thinking of Hajj all the time. Tawaf taking place, and Safa, Marwa taking place. People are coming in, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. The airports, the Hajj terminal is now vibrating with Labbaik all the time. Yeah, people are making Jamaat Namaz. There another 20 people, there another 50 people. Everywhere, there somebody is making Tilawat. What an environment. So we look forward to all that. Now Hajj is coming. And then when Hajj comes, then finally the highlight of it is Yawm Arafah. And Hajj, Al-Hajju Al-Arafah. That is what Hajj is. And Hajj is intention, the intention of the house of Allah. And when you go to somebody's house, your intention is not just the house, but the owner of the house. If you go to a person's place, a beautiful mansion also, but you don't find him there, you come away. He's not there. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَا تَدْخُلُوا بُيُوتًا غَيْرَ بُيُوتِكُمْ حَتَّى تَسْتَأْنِسُوا وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ رْجِعُوا فَرْجِعُوا. And when you are told to return, the person is not there, go away. And so if you don't, so when we go there, we have to find Allah Ta'ala. That is why we are going for Hajj. How many of us, and some great, great awliya, when the murids return from Hajj, they question them, did you find Allah? Did you shake hands with Allah? In other words, did you meet Allah Ta'ala? That is supposed to happen now. On the plains of Arafat, that the marifat of Allah is supposed to come to its height, where you meet Allah Ta'ala. When you have done all that, now when you have met Allah, and you get that enjoyment of being with Allah, now you want to be permanently with Allah. And because of that, to be permanently, you have to be completely pure of all your sins. So you go to Mina, and you pelt the shaitan. Actually, you are pelting your own nafs, that all my evils that I do, I'm pelting them. I'm making complete tawbah, I'm getting completely clean. Outward enemy, shaitan, my inward enemy, I'm clean now. And after that, now is qurbani. Now qurbani you're making of the animal. Or if you take it like Ibrahim alayhi salam was making qurbani of his son, you're making qurbani of your son. But in earnestness and actually, you are making qurbani of yourself. Now I'm slaughtering myself so I can be by Allah. Now I want to go to Allah Ta'ala. and I want to be by Allah Ta'ala, and that spirit comes in a person, that enjoyment, then jihad is like a joke, not in the sense of what a joke is, but how easy and enjoyable a joke is. Jihad will become like that. To give your life for Allah, to make your 5 times namaz, to make your nawafil, to stay awake at night, to spend all your money in the path of Allah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the occasion of Tabuk, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam appealed for funds, give donate towards in the cause and the path of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Bakr went home, spread his shawl, and told, put everything here. Our stove, put it. All our pots and pans, put it. All our eider downs, blankets, our linen, put it. Everything, put it here, whatever we have got. Only leave your clothes on. And Hazrat Abu Bakr himself, his clothes also he took off and put it. And he wore haytham, sack. And he covered himself with sack. And no buttons on that. With thorns he made a thorn, used thorns as buttons. On that side already, Allah had become so happy that Allah declared and announced to all the malaika, all of you dressed like Hazrat Abu Bakr has dressed now. So happy. Then he came with it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also went out of his way. And that this is the occasion Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has called for donations, has asked for to spend in the path of Allah. So he made half of all his belongings, which were much more than what Hazrat Abu Bakr brought. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Hazrat Umar, what have you brought? Half of all, which was much more than what Hazrat Abu Bakr. And Abu Bakr, what have you brought? I have brought everything. I have left nothing. And then Allah informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that all the malaika are ordered to dress like, and asked Abu Bakr, are you happy with me in this condition? That you have given everything away. Are you happy with me? He says that Allah is asking, making salam to me. Allah is making salam to me. Allahu Akbar. This only those can understand who have got some idea what is nisbat ma'Allah, connection with Allah, that who is Allah, and he's asking, making salam to me, and he's asking, Abu Bakr, are you happy with me in this condition? Raditu billahi rabban, wa bil islami deena, wa bi sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rasulun wa nabiyya. So this is the journey that we are now traversing, we are moving, and there we have to reach. We have already traveled it 20 years of our life, 30 years of our life, and we didn't even know that we are on the road. We were still like in dreamland. We were still in gunas. While we were on the road to Allah, we were in gunas all the time. We had no idea, and only Allah knows how many years are we still going to carry on. And nothing seems to change us. No matter what talks we hear or anything, we see from our friends also how much we talk, where the legs must be in namaz, no difference, still the same. How the beard must be, still the same, no difference. How many things we see, we still there. So we don't know still how many other Ramadans will come, and the season of Hajj, Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah will come, and even myself, all of us, we'll still be just where we are. We just don't bring any change. We are not meeting Allah. We are not going in that path. Otherwise, the ummah, you need just a handful of people to change the direction of the ummah in the world. All what is happening, like some of the Palestinians say, what 50 countries and the governments and the armies cannot do, one Sheikh Sultan Abdul Hamid, the Turkish, of Khilafat Uthmaniyah, he, when they asked him to give Palestine and Beitul, he said, that's the land of the Muslims. I can't give you 1 millimeter of that land. I can't give you 1 bit of it. And he didn't give it to them at all. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, who had put the Arabs, the Zabarzids, had the audit, it must be put in the Quran Sharif. 11 Jews came to him and asked him to order the changing of one ayat, because in that ayat was great disgrace for them. He said, okay, I'll entertain you, just sit down, let me go. He went, brought his sword, and 11 of them he killed them. I must change one ayat. Allah took the great work of putting Arab in the Quran Sharif, and now I must change an ayat here. Who was Hajjaj ibn Yusuf? But see what great work he did also. So this is what we must bring. With regard to the Palestinian issue presently, let us see how we can get involved. The first and foremost, and here also check ourselves, how many times we are told, we have heard. Everyone asks himself, dua we have to make. Are we making one time in the day dua? Whereas this should be a thing right in front. More than my daughter burnt in the fire, and I'm worried about her. More than my son met up a terrible accident and his condition, very, very critical, he's in hospital. More than that, I should be worried about the Palestinian issue. When I'm going to toilet also, in my heart I'm making dua. When I'm laying down to sleep, middle of the night, in my dream also I say I'm making dua. But we ask ourselves, what dua are we making? So dua is the first thing. Then, alhamdulillah, some concerned brothers have drawn up a simple 3-plan point by which we can take initiative and see what we can do. So one is dua, our amal, to see that we are correct, to draw Allah's rahmat, our amal, durood sharif, tawbah istighfar, that draws the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. How many of us are still watching filth and dirt on the cell phone, involved in all types of gunas, our anger, our despicable attitude, behavior, just doesn't want to come right. So all these things we have to see, correct our amal, and we try and encourage one another also. And the second point is to boycott first the ways of the kuffar, the Jew, غير المغضوب عليهم. They are mentioned first. وَلَدْضَالِينَ, the Christians, all the ways of the kuffar, we boycott that completely. And many say that we can't boycott the things of the other products of the Jews. We can't stay without it. So it doesn't mean if you can't مَنْ فَاتَهُ الْقَوْلِ كُلْ لَا تَتْرُكُ الْكُلْ. A person who can't do everything doesn't mean he must leave everything. How much you can do, wherever you can reach, so much we must do. So anyway, all of us can boycott the ways of the kuffar. And the ways of the kuffar have made that tasallut. They are overpowering us in all our matters. Come out of that. And what is the way we have to follow? Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai rashidin. Azzu alayha bin nawajiz. We are commanded to follow the Mubarak Nurani way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And khaliful yahud wa nasara. Go opposite against the ways of the Jews and the Christians. But we doing that. We who are kuntum khayra ummatin. And who are ukhrijat linnas. And who are ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. We're doing completely opposite of that. And then we say we don't know why Allah's help is not coming. Why we are suffering. Well, this is our condition, the ummah at large. Not only the Palestinian people, the ummah at large, this is our condition. So to boycott their way of life, to boycott their products, especially that which we can easily do without, which are in fact not do without, which are harmful for us. Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, many other things which are harmful for us. At least boycott those things which are harmful for us. And all the other things of theirs, so many things which they have got, we should try and boycott as much as we can. So that we should see. And then thirdly, is try and create an awareness everywhere. For example, as we are ordinary people, but I know my friend is the Imam of the Masjid. Go and visit him, phone him, tell him if you speak this Juma about Palestine, make the people aware. I know some politician, I've got friendship with him, tell him to still work with the government, that case which they've opened in the World Court, to pursue it further, to carry on with that, holding that court case up against the terrible state of Israel and all the zulm and oppression they are doing. I would make an awareness amongst other people also. In all, everyone, you don't have to be an imam yourself. You don't have to be a khatib and a maulana. But you can speak to people. How much are we speaking to people that make dua for the Palestinians? Boycott their way of life. Boycott their products and bring about an Islamic way of life. So all of us can do. Let us see what we are doing. And if we are not doing anything, that is a sign that we are not part of the ummah. May Allah forgive us. A person who is part, your whole body is part of your body. Your whole body is part of your body. Everywhere, thing is a part. One part of your body got a problem. Just the toe. The head thinks, oh, what I must do, go doctor, etc. Take this precaution, take that medicine. Your tongue speaks about it. Your ears hear what people are saying. Your hands are working. Your legs are walking towards the doctor or whatever. The whole body is involved with the thing. It's one toe that is sore. Somebody asks you, how are you feeling? My toe is sore. You yourself, 99.99%, you are well. Only your toe, but you just highlight. The poor Palestinians, nobody talking about them. They like out of our life. Today's one day has passed. How much each one asks, what did I think of the Palestinians? What am I interested in their plight? Nothing. I'm happy. My work is carrying on. My life is carrying on. So I'm carrying on. We're not interested in the part of the ummah. And remember also, whoever is not worried in the plight of a section of the ummah, and they get destroyed or whatever, tomorrow it's your turn. If you don't take your offense now, you can't be on the defense tomorrow. You'll be on the defense, but your defense can't help you. And Allah Ta'ala can unleash His azab anywhere, anytime, in whichever way. There isn't to be any asbab present in order to for all that to happen in any part of the world. It can happen anywhere, anytime. And if we don't take our stand to protect them today, tomorrow is our turn. We must not think that we are in a comfort zone and now we don't have to worry about them. May Allah give us understanding, guide us to righteousness, and accept us for His deen, and we'll spend our Ramadans properly. Now is the mawsam of Hajj, spend it properly. Now Zulhijjah is coming, Ashur-e-Hurum is coming. Spend that properly. And then the time of, though we not for Hajj, but take the sawab of Hajj. Every day we can take the sawab of Hajj while we are here. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma.